Hey guys, this is Kevin Davis from Detailers Helper. Before we get to today's content, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Detailers Helper tool belt. As a professional detailer, I found myself constantly wasting time and effort trying to find my bottles and tools. It seemed like every time I'd get all settled in, ready to do the job, I'd remember that I left my polish somewhere else. I developed Detailers Helper tool belt to solve this problem by keeping all of my bottles, tools, and towels right on my hips. The paint-friendly Detailer's Helper tool belt not only fits all of your different bottles, but has been shown to save 30 minutes on your average four-door car detail. By working more efficiently, you'll be able to do more jobs in the same amount of time, which means you make more money. Do what you do best, even better. Visit DetailersHelper.com today to order your Detailer's Helper tool belt.
Hey guys, Kevin Davis from Detailer's Helper. Today I want to start a multiple-part series on how to use the internet to help your detailing business. So, part one, basically, let's just answer the question, do you need a website and or web presence for your business? And basically, the way I see it is, should you wear pants while you're dealing with customers? And it's pretty much that simple. Yes, you do need a website or web presence if you're going to be in business. There's no bones about it to me. I know that there are certain situations where maybe you're fully booked for 2 or 3 years, or you're dealing with very high-end clients, you don't need any new clients, that sort of thing. But that's such a rare occurrence that I don't even think it's worth discussing here. Those people can take a pass and not have their website. So now that we've established that you do need a website, why is that and how are people going to use it? So basically, there's going to be a few different things. First of all, it's going to be the initial point of contact for your customers. They're going to find you either through URLs with your business cards from some of your other advertising. People may tell other people about you and happen to have a business card with you or just know your website address. You may have some sort of ad campaign going on the web that people can find you, Facebook, whatever it happens to be. It's going to be the initial point of contact for a lot of your customers. So number two is it allows your customers or potential customers to differentiate you from your competition. You've got your services that you do on your website that is good for search engine optimization, people being able to find you, that sort of thing. It allows you to put your prices on there. That way people can get a comparison from your prices versus your competition. You can put your pictures on there, show your before and afters, which can be very dramatic for people to see. Hey, this guy does great work, this girl does great work. And the final thing they're actually going to judge you on is the design of your website. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but if your website sucks, people will and do make judgments about your ability to do whatever you do based on what your website looks like. So that's another thing. The other thing that people do that I use quite often is electronic booking. It allows people to interact with you in a non-confrontational way so that they can see, hey, I don't really want to make a phone call, but I want to see if this person has some availability in their schedule so I can sort of see whether or not I want to book an appointment. So there's some online booking stuff. We'll talk more about that later, but that's the other thing that they can use your site. All right, so the third thing I want to talk about is that your website is part of your overall marketing and branding strategy. That's sort of fancy marketing information, but basically it just becomes part of how you advertise, how you present yourself and your business to the world. So some advantages of using a website, a web presence versus some of their traditional stuff like flyers or yellow pages or something like that is it's much more cost effective to both build, which we'll talk about how you can do it for free or for very cheap, and run. There's almost no cost. There's some, you know, $10 or $15 for hosting or that kind of thing, some of which can actually be gotten for free if you want to allow them to advertise on your site. That kind of thing, but it's really cost-effective way to get your information out there. It's easy to update and to change. Most of the things that I'm going to be recommending do not require a professional developer to do it. You can do your own changes. It's point and click, that kind of thing. So if you decide to change your prices, you decide to offer more services, you decide that you don't want to offer some services, you can easily change that in just a matter of minutes. So that's great. Overall, it's a very cheap way to acquire a customer. It has a very low customer acquisition cost versus some of the other avenues out there that you can grab. In order, you know, if you're working all day, you can't be out making phone calls, cold calls, you can't be visiting individual customers or individual events, that kind of thing. So it's working for you, allows people to see you, differentiate you, like we talked about before, while you're working during the day and or while you sleep. So it's a very cheap way to get new customers. So, okay, so like I said, this one is sort of an intro video, just answering the question, do you need a website? We've said yes, it's cheap to do, it's cheap to build, it's cheap to maintain, and it allows customers to find you and differentiate you from your competition. So moving on, we'll talk a little bit about what sources of websites are out there, how you can get free ones or very, very cheap ones. We'll talk about development costs, and if you want to hire somebody to do it, we'll talk about using Facebook as your main web presence. We'll talk about stuff like other social media like Twitter and Instagram, and we can talk about how to do AdWords and how to market on the web, search engine optimization, when not to post your pictures, how many pictures to post, that kind of thing. So I'm hoping to have this to be a pretty full-featured little series. So if there's anything in particular, just give me a comment and we'll add it in. So thanks a lot. I'm Kevin Davis from Detailers Helper, doing what I do so you can do what you do better.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit detailershelper.com/ADP for your special auto detailing podcast discount code so that you can save on this time-saving, paint-friendly tool belt by Detailers Helper.